You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Yeah. But it's just a great rivalry. They really tweak each other a lot. I think this week or something, Army dropped like, 10,000 ping pong balls on the Annapolis campus with beat Navy or something. They just do things like that back and forth the whole time. And they'll be tailgating at the party with people will be cooking goat, which is the Navy mascot. I won't be partaking in that, though. I don't think I would eat goat.
You might have eaten it and not known it.
Goat cheese?
Sometimes goat cheese? If you get a goat in a supermarket, if you get a lamb in supermarkets, they have been known to be goats.
Huh.
What? What do you mean? How is that possible?
My parents served leg of lamb one time, and my sister, the archaeologist, looked at it and said, "That's not a lamb, that's a goat."
Really?
Yeah.
Well, a lamb, it doesn't necessarily mean a female or male. A lamb is just a baby sheep, right?
Yes, but it was a goat.
Isn't a goat? That's just probably the stupidest question ever asked on the radio. Goats and sheep are different.
Yes,
they are.
Kara, yeah. Does he know the difference between boys and girls?
For some reason, I wasn't sure about that. Okay, that was
very
bad.
Fluffy and goat.
Yeah, I guess I should have known
goats.
That one.
Kiko, just look out because Jim has a little trouble distinguishing between species. So just be careful there on Saturday.
Sorry about that.
Watch yourself.
Okay, this is the library show. I prepared one more thing.
All right, how about we do the quarter of commercial because it's...
Do we have
quarter?
To?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, good.
We have to pay the bills. And then you can...
Yes.
...grill our guest when we get back.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch, Jennifer Winberry, and special guest Kara Thatch. And I'm going to sit back and let the Thatch family take it home.
Well, not exactly, Jennifer.
We need exactly, your input. Jim.
Well, I actually want to mention that we do have one other listener today. The lovely Lori Thatch is tuning in.
Hi, Mom.
That's Kara's mom. I didn't pick up on that. So hopefully she's still listening. Sometimes she gets a little bored with me talking, and she might have moved on by now.
Yeah, just like...
So we'll see. Hopefully she's still
she's
listening.
She's still ignoring you, I'm sure.
Because she's going to hear Kara and me say a poem together. That'll be, you know...
That'll be cute.
She'd be very special in her life if she hears that. But right now she's going to see how good of a PR man I really am. I'm going to ask Kara about our library services, Jennifer.
Okay.
And we can see if she knows what they are. If she doesn't know what they are, Jennifer, okay. I want you to tell her.
Okay.
And then do it in a convincing way. Mrs. Thatch is still in attendance.
Just, no, Lori, ignore him later on tonight to make up for
it. Okay, so Kara, let's see how much of my work has come home and you know what these library services are.
Okay.
Do you have any idea what our outreach program is?
Outreach. You reach out to the community.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We need a little more promotion on this.
Okay, go ahead. This hasn't been promoted well, but we'll do. This is a Friends of the Hunterdon County Library Program. Jennifer does what, briefly?
It volunteers bring books and library materials to homebound patrons, either they're temporarily homebound or for a long period.
If someone is elderly or can't drive or is injured, we'll bring books to them.
That's really nice. Okay.
See, isn't that nice?
The more you know.
Do you have any idea what Zinio is? Zinio.
No, I'm going to have to pass on that one.
Zinio is our downloadable magazine collection.
Oh.
We have magazines. If you have a library card, you can go to our webpage and read these magazines for free on your computer.
Oh.
All these services are free to library patrons.
So that's Zinio. How about Indie Flicks?
Indie Flicks, like independent movies?
Mm-hmm.
Do you screen them or do you just carry them or...
Jennifer?
It is our downloadable movie service.
Oh.
Same as Zinio, but you can watch. We have a catalog of free movies that you can watch on your computer.
Which we need to start using the public performance rights and start showing them.
Mm-hmm. Is it all sorts of movies? Mm-hmm. Or is it all...
A lot of Jennifer movies.
Yes, and a lot of Sundance Film Festival and Tribeca Film Festival kind of thing. You would like them.
Very cool.
How about Teen Cafe?
Teen Cafe is... Oh, is that the teen website? Or...
Sort of, they have a website.
They do have a website, which they don't...
Is it a club?
They don't keep it up.
Yes, it's a club for teens. They do special programs and anything else,
Jennifer? The library keeps up their website. They don't really... It's not a blog or anything.
So it's like a book club sort of thing for teens?
They do programs.
Yeah, they do have book club meetings, I believe, sometimes.
That's fun.
That is correct. Yeah. It's not as active as it was at one time. Hopefully, we get it going again. The librarian that was doing it left for Iowa.
Oh.
EHCL.
Well, I'm guessing it has to do with the internet, right? It's online.
Okay, Jennifer?
It's our downloadable collection of downloadable ebooks and audiobooks.
Oh.
So all the audiobooks and ebooks, like for your, put them on Kindle and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You can get them and they're all free as well.
Mm-hmm.
Have a pause to read.
Oh, is that with... I know this one, because it's with the dogs, right?
Yes.
And you do it at the farmer's market.
Yes.
We have done it at the farmer's market. Our therapy dogs come in, and young children come in and read to the dogs, or just pet them, or takes away their fear of dogs, if it's a good way to do that. Any idea, Kara, what Maker's Day is?
No. I don't know.
Maker's Day is a statewide, festival. I'm promoting science, technology, engineering, and mathematics to students.
Cool.
How about Museum Pass program? Probably pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, I could take a stab at that one. Do you give museum passes to people? Or?
Yes, we lend, like books, we lend out passes to local museums.
That's sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library.
So you can borrow them for like a couple of days. You got to bring them back like a book.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to like the Intrepid and...
Natural Museum of Natural History.
Wow. Probably about a dozen museums that we have. We try to expand that every year. So hopefully we'll get some more next year. One Click Digital.
That's our other collection of downloadable audiobooks.
That's audiobooks as well. I think I'm missing one here. Okay, and then finally, Kara, our online databases.
Is that you just look up anything you want online?
That's like correct. It's our research databases for a variety of topics.
Magazines, businesses, stocks, newspaper
genealogy.
Articles. Genealogy. Genealogy, antique, the last time something sold.
Is that only at the library, or can you do that at home?
Some things you can do at
great
home.
Great question. Great question.
You want to answer?
Okay.
Some things you can do at home. Some things you can only do online. Okay. When you look at the page, if it's just got an H next to it, mm-hmm. it has to be done in the library. If there's a little house next to it, you can do it at home. But you do need to enter your Huntington County Library card.
So to learn about all of these great library services, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, on our wonderful homepage. And just
which just had the so pictures easy changed
to,
today.
So easy to navigate. Yes, a picture of Jennifer is on our homepage. Please don't let that deter you. Okay, and finally, we're going to end our show with a Christmas poem that I read every year.
Read slowly, because we got 4 minutes left.
Well, if there's something else, there's something else, Jennifer. It might take a little while. Or we can end a little early. Now you've sidetracked me. Okay, The Boy Who Laughed at Santa Claus. This is an old holiday poem written by one Ogden Nash. You know anything about Ogden Nash, Jennifer?
He wrote The Owl and the Pussycat.
Is that his most famous work?
No, that was Edward Leary.
Because Kara and I will be reading this together. Kara will be assuming the role of JB's Dawes.
Yes.
The aforementioned boy who laughed at Santa Claus.
I'm going to write a poem for next week. The Girl Who Laughed at Jim Thatch.
There isn't any Jim Thatch.
In Baltimore, there lived a boy. He wasn't anybody's joy. Although his name was JB's Dawes, his character was full of flaws. In school, he never led his classes. He hid old ladies' reading glasses. His mouth was open when he chewed, and elbows to the table glued. He stole the milk of hungry kittens and walked through doors marked no admittance. He said he acted thus because there wasn't any Santa Claus. Another trick that tickled JB's was crying boo at little babies. He brushed his teeth, they said in town, sideways instead of up and down. Yet people pardoned every sin and viewed his antics with a grin till they were told by JB's Dawes.
There isn't any Santa Claus.
Deploring. He probably didn't
so
laugh
cheesy.
When he said it.
So corny.
You got to say it like he would say
Sorry.
It. Try it one more time. Say it like he's being mean-spirited.
I can't.
Deploring how he did behave. You'll have another chance. Deploring how he did behave, his parents swiftly sought their grave. They hurried through the portals pearly, and JB's left the funeral early. Like whooping cough from child to child, he sped to spread the rumor wild. Sure as my name is JB's Dawes, there isn't any Santa Claus. Slunk like a weasel of a Martin, through nursery and kindergarten, whispering low to every tot.
There isn't any. No, there's not.
Is that whispering low?
I can't whisper into a microphone. That's going to be so off-putting.
Try
it.
See?
You can't do
See,
that.
See, that sounds creepy to a small kid. The children wept all Christmas Eve, and JB's chortled up his sleeve. No infant dared hang up his stocking for fear of JB's I never can get that word right. Ribald mocking?
Ribald?
Ribald mocking. He sprawled on his untidy bed, fresh malice dancing in his head, when presently, with scalp a-tingling, JB's heard a distant jingling. He heard the crunch of slain hoof, crisply alighting on the roof. What good to rise and bar the door? A shower of soot was on the floor. What was beheld by JB's Dawes? The fireplace, full of Santa Claus. Then JB's fell upon his knees with cries of
Don't!
And
Pretty please.
He howled.
I don't know where you read it, but anyhow, I never said it.
JB's, see, that was Santa, replied the angry saint. It isn't I, it's you that ain't. Although there is a Santa Claus, there isn't any JB's Dawes, said JB's with impudent vim.
Oh, yes, there is, and I am him. Your magic don't scare me, it doesn't.
That was good. See, that
Thanks.
Was impudent vim. She's got it.
Keep
Her
going.
Last
Keep
line
going.
Was good.
Stop.
And suddenly he found he wasn't. From grimy feet to grimy locks, JB's became a jack-in-the-box, an ugly toy with strings unsprung, forever sticking out his tongue. The neighbors heard his mournful squeal. They searched for him, but not with zeal. No trace was found of JB's Dawes, which led to thunderous applause. And people drank a loving cup and went and hung their stockings up. All you who sneer at Santa Claus, beware the fate of JB's Dawes, the saucy boy who mocked the saint. Donner and Blitzen, licked off his paint.
Mm. Very nice.
Thanks. You. I think that was awesome.
It was. It would have been better without you interjecting.
Of course.
The last one time he read this, and we had a several show argument over what a Martin is.
Yes. Really? And I lost, unfortunately. That's why Jennifer brings it up to this day.
Well, no, we were both right. It is a like a little rodent-y kind of
but
thing.
But the way it's spelled in the poem.
It's a bird.
Yes. And you were correct.
Thank you.
And for the fifth year in a row, I apologize.
You know, it's that elf thing. I have to... All right. I don't believe Jim Gano is coming in. So thank you for listening. Wherever you are, you can go online, stop in. Your library is always there for you. Thanks, Kara Thatch, for joining us today.
You're welcome.
And another one of Kara's favorite artists right here. Good night.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100